Exposing Christianity, Part 24, The Truth About Christian Charity. Because the churches are tax-exempt, the average citizen pays an additional $925 a year in taxes to support them. According to the Internal Revenue Service, church donations total over $19 billion a year. This does not include profits from businesses, stock holdings, bond holdings, retirement centers, or leaseback arrangements. The Mormon Church alone collects at least $4.3 billion a year from its members and another $400 million from its many business and enterprises purchased with tax-exempt donated money. The churches own $81 billion worth of tax-exempt real estate in Texas, and $1.3 billion in Los Angeles County alone. Consider the prime real estate owned by them in New York City, Chicago, Boston, in every state. The amount involved is staggering. Every tax dollar that the church avoids paying, you as an individual taxpayer must make up. Growing in power and ownership, the Christian churches own 20 to 25% of all the real estate in America. This is taken from the book Your Church Doesn't Want You to Read by Tom C. Leadham, editor, 1993. The house chaplain's salary in 1993 was $115,300. The Senate chaplain's salary was about the same, with an additional $300,000 budget, including pay for secretaries and office space. On the subject of abortion, this is definitely a personal issue, but I want to expose what's being done behind the scenes of the Christian pro-life movements. First off, I want to mention if Christianity had not held us back, there would be effective birth control. Forced abstinence is not healthy, and it doesn't work. As for the Christian church and the Catholic stance on banning birth control and abortion, this is another huge money-making racket, and the children are the ones who pay. The intentions behind this, made available to the public as propaganda, come with the pretext of goodwill and humanitarianism. Behind the scenes, there's the true story. American Atheist did an expose on Mother Teresa some years back. This woman has received millions, if not more, in donations, and most of the money is unaccounted for. The largest number of victims of the pro-life movement are from third world countries. Most of these countries in Africa, Central and South America, and Asia have been exploited and infested with Christianity. Missionaries are forever returning to these areas of the world as prime hosts for their vicious agenda, as these people are poor and illiterate. To feed, clothe, and house an individual in most of these places costs only 10 cents a day and a bowl of rice. Children are walking around emaciated, in rags, and filthy. The mortality rate is high, and the churches use this to rake in millions upon millions in tax-exempt donations to give to these children. The sad fact is little or nothing ever reaches the children because the infant mortality rate is so high. Due to starvation and disease, the Catholic Church exploits this with a ban on birth control and abortion. This, in turn, provides the Church with more poster children to use to rake in more money, keeping the unfortunate babies coming. In addition, many of these children are viciously and brutally used for slave labor. The Jewish-owned and operated corporate monopolies want cheap slave labor in the way of disposable human beings who can be systematically worked to death. This is no different from Jewish communism. With the Western currency markup in each of these countries, the churches could easily afford to have the entire third world living decently. This is nothing more than a tragic money-making racket. In the rare event these Christian leaders are ever investigated, the dirt found on them is endless. The Christian church, with all of its tax-exempt wealth and funding, is organized into a powerful voting bloc. They have tied up so many senators and representatives having their own religious lobbying groups that it's been next to impossible to enforce any kind of tax laws or tax violations against them, allowing them to continue to gain in power with unlimited funds. In Mexico, poor, barefoot, ragged people walk down a burning, dusty road for 15 miles to attend a lavish church that takes a percentage of their income while they live in slum-like conditions with dwellings of dirt floors and a corrugated tin for a roof. The churches are lined with gold and continue to tithe from these people. Christian charity is a sham. They give as little as possible up front before the public to keep a humanitarian image, but most of the donations line the pockets of their preachers and are funneled into organized criminal activities and for the advancement of Jewish communism. The problems people come to them with are rarely, if ever, alleviated. Drug addicts are told to pray and so forth. They are kept from power, meditation, and knowledge of the soul, which would heal their cravings. People remain cripples in the Christian system and are used for exploitation. Newbies who come to Jesus are taken in again and again, but Jesus doesn't last long, and the person backslides into worse conditions than before. As in addition to the problems and misfortune, circumstances that brought them in, Jesus shits on them. Most of the Christian donations go to fund war and organized criminal activities. The National and World Council of Churches includes the membership of the Lutheran, Episcopal, Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, and other denominations. The World Council of Churches and its affiliate, the National Council of Churches, supported by church-donated dollars, quietly helped to finance selected covert operations and wars. Mainline churches support left-wing causes and killings, and fundamentalist churches support right-wing causes and killings. The blood is on the hands of every donor. In chilling testimony given at an American university in Washington, D.C., and televised over C-SPAN on December the 12th, 1989, ex-CIA officer John Stockwell told how the Christian Contras burst into the huts of innocent villagers. He saw them drag a man out of one house and castrate him in front of his wife and children. These savages next raped his wife, then cut off her breasts with their bayonets. Their terrified children were forced to watch. Again, these atrocities were partially financed by the dollars put in the collection plates of the neighborhood churches that tell the faithful that these special collections go to the World Hunger Fund. Compounding the tragedy, the Nicaraguans are wonderful people, love Americans, and still can't understand why America would do this to them. Jesus doesn't heal drug addicts. It is nothing but a huge money-making racket and the exploitation of human beings. Something must be replaced with something, not nothing. The Christian victim usually backslides. People with serious drug habits need to mend the weak areas and holes in their auras and empower themselves with the energy they need so they will not slide into addiction again. The Christian churches provide none of this. They only lure people who are desperate in to exploit them for their money. The victim pays large sums of money and is given new problems he or she did not have before in exchange. The Nazarene and ilk sap the victim's self-esteem, confidence, and vital energy, setting him or her up for a relapse into addiction. The relapse is received with the victim being told he or she is a sinner and needs to repent, further lowering self-esteem, personal worth, and confidence in one's abilities that is so drastically needed to overcome the addiction. This sets up a vicious cycle of human exploitation and cruelty. Satan gives us the strength, self-esteem, and the spiritual knowledge to beat drug addiction. When one's chakras and aura are healthy, one does not crave these kinds of substances to make up for psychic deficiencies. In closing, the social services with the welfare department and other state government-run agencies, the Red Cross, and so forth, all do hundreds of times over more to aid the underprivileged and poverty-stricken than does the Christian churches. In addition, unlike the Christian churches and missions, they don't demand your freedom, your mind, and your soul. References 1, the book your church doesn't want you to read, Tom C. Leadham, editor, 1993. Number 2, IBID, the chapter titled The Tax-Free Ride, pages 341 to 349. And 3, IBID. And that concludes part 24 of Exposing Christianity, the truth about Christian charity. Hail Satan.